Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. In today's show, we're going to be hearing from the Fort McMurray Heritage Society, specifically about Heritage Village and Heritage Shipyard and how they are doing since the flood happened. We saw an army of volunteers help with Heritage Village, but we know that things didn't go so well down at Heritage Shipyard. Thanks so much for taking our call. I know you leaders are on a very tight time constraint because you've got volunteers coming, you're trying to get organized. So let's just jump right into it. So we know that Heritage Village and Heritage Shipyard were both in the flood path. What happened to them?
We were able to save the village. We had the community really rallied, and we built a berm around the village and sandbagged the building. So we were very fortunate to be able to save it. Had we not got that berm up, it would have flooded for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy how much water was just everywhere on that side of town. You know, like I didn't even picture that the water would come anywhere close to Heritage Village, Composite High School, Keano, and there it was.
Yeah, it sure was. We watched it very closely. I think, too, for us, we had the experience of the 2013 flood. So we were, I think, proactive in more many ways, knowing that that little river beside us was potentially a flood opportunity or whatever. So, you know, we did a lot of things that we got the artifacts out of the buildings, and we got our archives out. So a lot of that stuff is still sitting in storage. But, you know, had we not built the berm and had the people come out that helped us, I think we could have been a much greater tragedy than we are now. So
yeah, for sure. So Heritage Village was saved and you did get the artifacts out. So is there any damage there? Grass, statues?
Oh yeah. the landscape needs some work, you know, in the haste of getting it all done, and there was some damage to the landscape and the paving stones or pathway. But I mean, I guess in the scheme of things, it's a cost, but it's also, you know, it's what saved the village, so.
Right. How about Heritage Shipyard?
Well, that is a completely different story. We do have a lot of damage here. The building, the interpretive center, flooded about a foot and a half, and everything that was in it is damaged more. From what we can see, the walls are damaged, the floors are damaged. Of course, everything's been gutted, and we're looking at the estimate of what that would be for a cost. All the exhibits were removed after the flood, so fortunately, most of our artifacts should be okay. We still have to assess that, but the panels and all the interpretive boards and the beautiful vitrines we had filled with artifacts, so they're not sure what the conditions of those are right now, but those will be our major costs when we actually restore the inside of this building.
Wow.
But that said, the ship did take on water because they were dry docked and grounded for to be dry docked, and so they did take on water, so we've been working on pumping those out.
Oh, wow.
And cleaning them, because, you know, with water comes the silt and the mud, so all that needs to be cleaned. And, I mean, the ships have quite an intricate, but there's, you know, there's engine rooms and all kinds of things that the water got to, so those all are still being worked on. We are thankful, as far as we can tell, the train had water come about, we're guessing about 2 inches before it actually went inside the train, so we're really happy about that.
Oh, good. So what is the insurance situation? I mean, like many people, this overland flooding thing, are you guys experiencing the same problems?
Absolutely. We are, of course, in a flood zone, so our insurance does not cover overland flooding. So we will be looking into the disaster recovery program that was announced on Friday. We are looking into it just to see where we stand as an organization for funding. But as far as what we can cover on our own with the funding we currently get, we won't be able to restore the parks unless we can get funding from the program. So, yeah, it's a bit challenging in that respect.
For sure. Do you have an estimate of how much it might cost?
You know, we don't yet. We're slowly, the estimates are coming in, but really can't put a price to it right now.
Right. On the line right now with us is Roseanne Davidson and Tammy Plowman with the Fort McMurray Heritage Society, giving us an update on Heritage Shipyard and Heritage Village. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more about what volunteers can do to help and what the outlook is for the Heritage Society going forward into the 2020 summer.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, we're hearing from Tammy Plowman and Roseanne Davidson with the Fort McMurray Heritage Society. They're giving us an update on Heritage Shipyard and Heritage Village and the damage that it suffered, like so many other structures downtown, from the flooding 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, as we heard before the break, they do not have overland flood insurance, and they're relying on volunteers, donations, and what funding might come through disaster relief to get themselves back up and running. Roseanne, Tammy, thanks for joining me today. So what's it like volunteer-wise? I've been seeing on Wood Buffalo Volunteers and on Facebook that you are looking for volunteers. How is it going? Are people coming out to help?
It's getting a little slower. I think everybody's pretty tired. Yeah, we still will need volunteers. We've got a lot of cleanup still to do at the shipyard, and then eventually we have to get back to the village and get our artifacts back and get all those sandbags moved. We're still in pretty desperate need of volunteers. We do understand everybody's tired. Everybody's trying to help everybody. And we're really grateful for all the help that we got. If anybody has any spare time, it'd be great.
And we can imagine probably volunteers. I know I've been seeing pressure washing, those kinds of things. What can a volunteer expect if they show up to the shipyard to help today?
Okay, today we've got a plan in place to continue pressure washing. That seems like it's a never ending. because we have a playground here, we're going to be working on getting that cleaned up. We have to remove all the wood chips that is at the bottom of the playground. So that's one of our big tasks for today, and just continuing to clean the ships and the grounds itself have a lot of debris and things need to be moved back. We have got a couple boats that moved, the smaller boats, let me rephrase that, because it wasn't our fuel barges or our Miskano or any of the tugs, so thankfully they didn't move, but we've got some smaller boats that we need to move, and just lots of things need to be done still.
And we're about 1 week kind of post-evacuation and everybody kind of is back in their places. Do you have a timeline for how long you hope to be in the hunt for volunteers and cleanup crew?
I would say we would be at least another week or two. It's kind of a day-by-day situation, and Tammy's doing a great job in looking after, making sure we have the tasks all lined up. So, I would say it would be at least 2 weeks before we can get things finally maybe to some sort of normal.
And how can people volunteer to sign up? Do they go to, is it woodbuffalovolunteers.ca, or is there just a show up and help kind of thing, or...?
It's nice if they can sign up, but if they show up, we'll certainly use them. We're not turning anybody away at this point.
For sure. And the Shipyard and the Village really shine in the summer with outdoor concerts, events, summer camps. And we know that COVID-19, of course, has put a damper on that. If the restrictions were lifted or modified in a way that you could open, do you think you'd be able to do regular operations this summer?
I think it's too early for us to make that decision or comment. There's so much going on. And I'll let Tammy speak to the summer camps, but definitely our need for getting the both sites safe for our staff and our clients are first and foremost. So that really looks, at this point, looks like it's a little bit more down the road for us.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. You know, we're watching, actually, the flood happened and we were all still in quarantine, and then suddenly Alberta's opening up. So we weren't sure what happened in that week. So still have to kind of figure that out. I'm unsure how you can actually do a summer camp with, I believe it's 15 people, and kids love to be, you know, with each other and together. So social distancing, I haven't quite wrapped my head around how that could possibly work. So not sure if we'll be doing camps or not.
For sure. So if you aren't able to run your summer things, I'm guessing that is a large part of your budget. How are you going to go forward from that? Or how
can
we help?
That's a great question. honestly, we're unsure. Our goal is to get the gift shops back up and running and open soon. Don't really have a timeline for that, but yeah, as far as programming, it's certainly an issue and a great question. So not sure how to even answer that at this point.
But you guys are you called a social profit or a charity, or what's your title?
Yeah, our status is a charity, and so we do a lot of fundraising, but also receive a portion of funding from the municipality, but for what we've been through COVID and now with the flood, it's going to be a huge challenge for us to continue to operate unless we get maybe some fundraising happening, some donations, and just moving forward with the plans to open would be something that we would very carefully look at, again, for safety reasons.
Once again, that was Roseanne Davidson and Tammy Plowman with the Fort McMurray Heritage Society giving us an update on how things are going down at Heritage Village and Heritage Shipyard and what they're looking at needing going forward. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to hear more about how we can help keep the Fort McMurray Heritage Society going and strong in our community.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, we are on the line with Tammy Plowman and Roseanne Davidson with the Fort McMurray Heritage Society. They've just filled us in on some of the things that have happened since the flooding to both their properties, and we've been asking them about ways people can help them out. They are a registered charity, so donations may be one way they can get through this trying time. So as a charity, you can offer tax receipts. So if somebody's looking to donate, how can they do that?
Yes, they can. We do offer tax receipts. There is, of course, CRA has certain rules that we have to follow, but it's fine to offer services. We can give tax receipts for that, but also just individual tax, any individual donations, we can offer tax receipts for.
Great. And just to your volunteers that have showed up, of course, we saw the army of volunteers sandbagging. That video was everywhere, and people have been coming to pressure wash. Do you have anything you'd like to say to them?
Oh, gosh, there's just not sufficient enough words to thank them, because, you know, like we said before, that village would not have been saved otherwise. And so the companies that came out, the equipment that was brought, the loads of dirt, the sandbagging, the sand itself, it just wouldn't have happened. So we just are, I don't even have the words, but so very, very appreciative and grateful for everybody's help. And And, you know, like we said, everybody's tired. Everybody's, you know, we've all been volunteering. And so anyone that does come out, we do very much appreciate their time for sure.
Yeah, and even after, you know, the flood and we came over to the shipyard to see the damages, we just have so much support from so many companies and just even volunteers singly coming out and just stepping right in and helping us. Like Tammy said, it's just amazing. We don't really know how to thank them enough because we could not have done, we just could not have gone through another one of these floods and survived just as we are today. It's just, you know, we had the 2013 was a big one, and this one was, in my opinion, almost just as big. So, yeah, we just appreciate everybody coming out and helping us, and we appreciate the expertise. There's been several here that really know their job and know how to help us, which is amazing because there are so many needs out in this community right now.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Now, are you also taking volunteers on the weekends? Is it just a weekday thing?
Good question. We're kind of going day by day. We did take, Roseanne and I took the weekend to celebrate Mother's Day with our children. So that was important. And we've gone, you know, pretty nonstop since the 26th. So we're going to kind of take that day by day. We do want to be sure that we are staying healthy, especially with COVID, and getting the rest that's needed for us and our staff. So can you stay tuned on that one?
Definitely.
Awesome.
All right. So for today, though, we are looking for volunteers. We need help with pressure washing, cleaning up the wood chips at the playground, and a host of other things. So if you're able-bodied, healthy, and have your own PPP to bring along, Heritage Shipyard would sure appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so, so much.
Once again, that was Tammy Plowman and Roseanne Davidson with the Fort McMurray Heritage Society. If you're looking to sign up to help, you can head to woodbuffalovolunteers.ca. That's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure you tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon. I'm Steph Seidel, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.